This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, good morning. Just a brief point of analysis on Daf Samach Tes, and then we'll try to do Ayin Omer Aleph, because Monday night and Tuesday night this week, I have drushas. It's a pretty busy week. So we'll do Amud Aleph today. We'll see when we could do Amud Beis. The subject is, the Mishnah says that a Kohen who's Mezaneh with a Bas Yisrael, the Bas Yisrael cannot eat Truma. If she's pregnant, she cannot eat Truma. If she gives birth, she could eat Truma. Remember that? The Mishnah says on Daf Samach Tes that Koyin Shaba Samach Tes, this is the second line on the top. Koyin Shaba Bas Yisrael Lo Yisoichal B'Truma Ibra Lo Yisoichal Yolda Toichal Nimtza Koychoy Shaben Gadol Mishalav. So we see that just living with the woman does not allow her. Her becoming pregnant does not allow her. Her giving birth allows her to eat truma. So let's analyze that phenomenon. Why does the child allow the woman to eat truma? Is the pshat that this child is a kohen? So since the child is a kohen, therefore, he could be machal the mother. The child is machal the mother. She eats through him. By the way, that's mashma in the Gemara earlier, because the Gemara earlier said that her nichsei tsoin barzel might not be able to eat truma because of the chelek of the ubar, and ubar b'mei zara zarhu. Remember, we had an idea that if a Yisraelis marries a kohen, then the child in her womb is a non-kohen. Not until the child is born does the child become a kohen, which seems to imply that she's eating through the koyach of the child. In other words, if the child's a kohen and he could eat truma, he could be meichel the mother. If the child's not a kohen and he can't eat truma, he can't be meichel the mother. So the question is, what's the koyach of the ben to be meichel the mother? Is it through his own koyach? Or we're going to see, l'chayra, it's like a different sad. If you look in the Rambam here, in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Vav, Halacha Yutes, Bas Yisrael Shenisseis LeYisrael, a Bas Yisrael that's married to Yisrael, Tchila, V'yesh Lo Mimena Ben, V'chazra V'nisseis LeKayin, Oichel B'Truma. Mace, in other words, a Bas Yisrael that's married to Yisrael, and they have a son, and then she goes and marries a Kayin, she could eat Truma. If the Kayin dies, and she has a son from the Kayin, Oicheles mipnei bno ha'achroin. Why? Shaharehu ma'achila k'moy she'achila aviv. The son could be machal the mother the way the father was able to be machal the mother. Now, one way of reading that is the same way the wife of a kohen could eat truma, the mother of a kohen could eat truma, that the son is machal the mother. However, Reb Chaim Knievsky offers a different shot in this Rambam. Because if you look in the Rashbam in Baba Basra, the Rashbam is found on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Rashbam says a very interesting line. The Rashbam says, let's see if we can find it. The Kaimalon Hosam, here. Ve'enoi machalas imo Yisraelis, e ubar, will not be machal, his mother is Israel, Barta Mekoyin, who she became pregnant with him, the Kaimalon Hosam, Shoichelas Betrum Beshvil Bena Koyin, Ki'ilu Bala Koyin, as if her husband, who's a Koyin, Chai. Here, listen to this. That if a woman has a son, the son is Michael Truma to the mother. Why? Ki'ilu Bala Koyin Chai. What it does is, it renders it that the husband is still alive. She's still connected to the husband. It's not the pshat, the son is Meichel from his own independent koyach. The pshat is, if the husband dies, but there's still a ben, so she's still sort of davuk and zokuk to that husband. She's still connected to that husband. Her attachment to that husband has not ceased. That's the lashon of the Rashbam. Not the pshat, the son who's a kohen, who's meichel to the mother. The pshat is when the son is alive, she's still attached to her husband. And by the way, the Reb Chaim Knievsky says that's pshat in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam means over here. That hu ma'achila k'moy she'achila aviv. I perhaps would have read it the same way the father could be Michael, so a son could be Michael. No, Reb Chaim reads it that the son is Michael as if the father is still alive. That's what the Rambam means. So actually, there's a very interesting halachic ramification of this. That transcends just the laws of Truma and so forth. There's a tshuva, this is quoted by Rabbi Yosef Engel in Golyonei HaShas, in Yevamos, on Daf Peivav Amud Aleph, Peivav Amud Beis. It says like this: Ayin b'shal sechiv is Taj Beitz Chela Gimel Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. Debemakoymos sheyesh kehilos chalukos b'takanos seyem. Let's say in a kehila there are different takanos. There, some people eat gebrakst, some people don't. Then what does a woman do? A woman married a guy from a city. Some people in the city do A, some people do B. Or let's say she marries into a community. Some people daven nusach Ashkenaz, some people daven nusach Svard. Then, azai isha hanisis mekihila zu la'acheres, a woman who marries from one kehila to another. If everyone in the kehila davens a certain way, so then everyone is bound by the kehila. But if there are different practices in this city, she's nigreras achar baila. A woman follows the customs of her husband, the ishtai kagufai. That's a very big chiddush, that a woman takes on the minhagim of her husband. But what if the husband dies? Let's say her father davened svard and her husband davened ashkenaz, or vice versa, and then the husband dies. The meis habal. So then it depends. Im yeshal mimenu zera, if she has kids, adayin dina kehila asoy. She still follows his kehila. Ki hechi de zera yisraelis mikoyen machila betruma b'chai gavna. The same way that a isha yisraelis who has children from a kohen could eat truma, so too a woman who is married to a guy and she has children from him would still adopt his customs. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's the reason? The pshat is not the son is Michael her betruma, but tzarach lomar tamay. The afag of the inner isha kugov zara. There's no concept ishtoi kiguf zara. The pshadism calls that kivan de chazinan. Since we see dim yesh lo zara mekoyin, that if she has a son of a koyin, adayin or chelos b'tshuma, she could still eat tshuma. Ve'al korchach it asks me in a kavana shaben atzmoi mi pas heyois koyin machal. The pshad is not that the son, since he's a koyin, is machal b'tshuma gamasimoi. Why? Here's the raya. Because a mamzer could be Michael Truma to a mother. Remember the case in the Mishnah? You have a woman who marries a Kohen, and she has, let's say, a daughter, and the daughter married her brother, and they have a kid who's a mamzer, who can't eat Truma, and let's say they all die, her husband died, her daughter, everybody died except for the mamzerel. She's allowed to eat truma. The pshat is not the mamzer is meichel her b'truma. The pshat is when there is zera, she's still connected to the husband. Sharafila mamzer machel im imai b'truma k'mavur la'el samach tesam abeiz v'afal pishen mamzer oichel v'al korchach ha'kavona dim yesh la zera mikoyin masu the kavon is if she has descendants from a koyin ayideza azayin chibur la im hayoyse im oyse koyin she's still attached to that koyin v'aychelos v'imkein hachinami kivin she yesh la zera mibala since she has descendants from her husband adayin hu hi kiguf habal she is still like the body of the husband v'negreres adayin acharav kemoy shehi negreres achar b'chayav. Okay, so that's just a chiddush. Perhaps you would have thought that the lumdus is not that the she's still attached to the husband. You would think maybe the son is Michael. No, Rabbi Yosef Engel says that's not the pshat. The Rosh Yeshiva Ardan, that it could be there are two different dinim. They may both be true. There might be a concept of being attached to the husband. There might be a concept of the son being Michael. But for now, this is how Rabbi Yosef Engel learns the Tashbetz, who extrapolates based on this halacha that this would apply to Minhage Habal as well, that if there's a Zera, she would continue to adopt his Minhagim. Okay, that's what we got.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.